All right, Jabal, say good morning. I apologize. There's no microphone here this morning. Not sure Jeremy's taking a look for that. Okay, so I'll do my best to project the Meretz Hashem. So we are continuing Meretz Hashem in Belvavi on page Yud Aleph, section Tes. Kamazman bayom sha'adam zocher es tachlis chayov, zeo hazman shu be'emes chay. Jabal, this is so beautiful. As much time as throughout the day, I remember the purpose of my life, the tachlis of my life, that's really the amount of time, so to speak, that I am alive. Now, what does this mean? Remember again in yesterday's section, in section Chas, the Mechaber advanced this beautiful idea that perhaps you should take this one line from the Mesilas Yesharim, Ube'emes ki ashlemos ha'amiti hu advekos bo yisbarach shemo. That ultimately this one line, that the truth is that the shlemos ha'amiti, true shlemos, could only be found by dveikus. And if one were to take this line, write it down in, good morning, Rav Rakowski, welcome, Baruch Haba. And if one were to go ahead and write this down and go ahead and put it in their pocket and read it every single 15 minutes, how this would fundamentally change their entire life. He says, Shar Hazman, and this is incredible, it's really only at a time when we remember the truthful things in life. Those are the moments ultimately that we are truly alive. The rest of the time, Shar Hazman, Shu Asak Bashar Dvarim, so Moses is a very strong statement. The rest of my life, when I'm living without God awareness, that chas v'shalom almost can be looked at and construed as death. The only time you're really alive in life is when you have shlemus, when you have completion. And the only time I have completion is when I have this God awareness and this dveikos ba'ashem. Va'adam nitzrach l'tchiyas ha'mesim. Rebbe said, this is so incredible. All too often in life, we fall a little bit almost like into this lull, like into this sleep mode. And in this sleep mode, I've lost awareness of why I'm alive. I've lost awareness of the purpose of my life. I've lost awareness of why I'm supposed to do the things that I am supposed to do. And in those moments, when you lose awareness in those moments, the Mechaber says, it's kimat, it's almost as if I'm dead. And therefore, again, I have to have a tchiyas ha'mesim. I have to go ahead and somehow bring myself back to life. He goes on, he says, tchiyah shu yiskar maduachai, a little of bringing myself back to life so I can remember, why am I alive? Uma tachliso kan ba'olam hazeh. What's the purpose of my life in this world? Gam b'shar sha'ad mekayin mitzvus. I love liskor shetachlis hanitzus miloshon tzavso. Kimo ushkasu v'sarma kadoshim kolomar. Shechol tachlis hanitzva. He lihios tzaves labore. Lihios karov v'dovak labore. Lulezos nechsar ikre penimis mahus hanitzva. V'zeo kiguf below neshama. We'll say, even when I do mitzvus, what's the point ultimately again of doing mitzvus? The point of doing mitzvus is to create connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the moment in life that you forget about connection is the moment that you're not alive. Rebbe says, it's a very overwhelming statement, that the moment I forget purpose in my life, I'm effectively not alive. Effectively not alive. Which, the good news is, what's the good news? That's the bad news. What's the good news? The good news is, you could go ahead and come back to life. The moment that you remember your purpose, the moment you remember your tachlis, so you could have a tchiyas ha'mesim, you could have your own personalistic resurrection. But every moment that I forget why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing, the Mechaber says, I slip into a death-like state. What's death, I will say? At the end of the day, what is death? Death is the cessation of purpose. Well, I said, do you know what this, from a Yitz perspective, do you know what this, we always speak about this. You know what the scariest aspect, I speak about this with Avelin all the time during Shiva. Do you know what the scariest part of death is? The scariest part of death is not the cessation of life. We believe in Olam Haba. And if you believe in the world to come, you believe in the afterlife, and you believe that it's something beautiful, even if we don't know what it is, you believe in it, then at the end of the day, there's nothing to fear in death itself. The fear of death is the inability to do. Once you die, it's like you have to, like your assets are frozen. Whatever you've accomplished, and you cannot accomplish anymore. That's it. That is the scariest part of death. Death is the cessation of accomplishment. When you are here in this world, you could be whatever you put your mind to. You could change. You could evolve. You could pivot. You can grow. You can do so many different things at so many different times. And when you die, at the end of the day, all of that comes to an end. That's it. And the Mechaber said, that's the scariest part of death. And the incredible part, the Mechaber says, is that when I forget about my tachlis, when I forget about my purpose, I slip into this death-like state. Because without a recognition of my purpose, I can't accomplish. And the inability to accomplish, ultimately, is a quasi-state of death. He goes on, we'll stop over for today. We gotta stop. Incredible. We can keep going on. But what an incredible insight. We'll pick up a section, Yudim Yerza Hashem, tomorrow. Shkach, everyone.